This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Wisconsin is a key swing state in the upcoming presidential election, and there's been a notable shift towards mail-in voting because of the pandemic. APM reports analyzed voter data from Wisconsin's April primary and found that more than 23,000 absentee ballots were thrown out, mostly because voters or their witnesses missed at least one line on the form. That's slightly more than Donald Trump's margin of victory in Wisconsin in 2016. That means making sure mail-in ballots are cast properly could determine the outcome of the presidential election. WUWM's Mayan Silver spoke with the executive director of the City of Milwaukee Election Commission, Claire Woodall-Vogue, about the common mistakes people can make while absentee voting and how to make sure your ballot is counted.
The biggest mistakes that we see voters making is forgetting to sign where their voter signature is required, forgetting to get a witness to sign, or the most common one is forgetting to have your witness put their address on the certificate envelope, which is the envelope that you return your ballot in. And then finally, waiting too late into the last minute to return your ballot.
And let's take those one by one. Forgetting to sign, where exactly on the ballot would someone have to sign? And can you just kind of like walk us through it?
Yeah, so they don't sign the ballot itself. They sign the certificate envelope, which if you live in the city of Milwaukee, we've actually highlighted that section for you, but it's about midway down your envelope under certification of voter. And you want to read that and make sure that you sign it. And then it also asks for a date. The date isn't required, but it's always just a good practice to fill in the date as well.
Do we check signatures in Wisconsin? Like, is anybody, you know, making sure whether your signature is matching something else?
Yeah, that's a great question. In Wisconsin, we do not have signature verification. So in other states, they will compare the voter's signature on their absentee envelope to maybe their voter registration. And in Wisconsin, we don't require that. So if your signature is ever changing or you have a scribble, no one is here to question the validity of your signature.
Gotcha. And then the whole witness thing. Obviously, we're in a pandemic. Sometimes it's tough for people to get witnesses. How would people get a witness and who can be a witness?
Anyone who is a U.S. citizen over the age of 18 can be your witness. They can live in the same household as you. So you husbands and wives can witness, family members, roommates. And one really important thing is that you have your witness present when you're voting your ballot. They don't need to see how you voted, but what you are certifying and what the witness is certifying is that they know that you are the person who voted that ballot and they are witnessing that process. So you want to have them present when you're voting it, and then they would sign as the witness and provide their address as well.
So ideally, they're watching you sign your envelope in which the ballot is inside.
Yep. So the actual letter of the law is that you show them your blank ballot, you turn away and privately vote, you put your ballot into your envelope and seal it up, and then you both sign at the same time.
Can you walk us through where exactly on the envelope someone would be witnessing and signing?
Yep. So the witness is going to sign beneath the voter under certification of witness. It'll have a witness signature line and then again a space for them to write their address. In Milwaukee, we have that section highlighted for you as well. And even if you live in the same household, you should still write out the full address of the witness on the envelope.
When you say U.S. citizen, are there any exceptions to that?
There are. So if you are overseas or in the military and overseas, out of the country, your witness does not have to be a U.S. citizen. They just have to be 18 years old.
So when we say U.S. citizen within the United States, you can't have a permanent resident, you can't have someone on a visa witness it?
Correct. In the United States, you need to have a U.S. citizen be your witness.
Are there any exceptions of citizens, like something about candidates cannot witness?
Correct. Candidates that are on the ballot should not be a witness. Your employer should not be a witness. There's a few other very rare circumstances, but for the most part, you just need a U.S. citizen who is an adult. One important thing is that if voters live in the city of Milwaukee and they need a witness, they can come to any early voting location with their blank ballot and they can vote it in the presence of our staff and we can be a witness. So that's another option if you receive your ballot but you're worried because you don't have anyone to actually witness you voting it, you can always come to an early voting location.
And felons are also allowed to witness?
Yep. And it's important to know that if you live in Wisconsin and you're no longer on probation or parole for a felony, you also have the right to vote.
Great. And then what about anything else on the ballot that could trip people up? People have to use a black pen. Is that a disqualifier if you don't use a black pen?
It's not a disqualifier. If you don't use a black pen, our machines may or may not have trouble reading it. If they do, then we would have a team of election inspectors reconstruct that ballot together to reflect what your intent was. But it's best to use a black pen or blue at the very worst, and don't use a highlighter or a Sharpie or a pink pen if you can help it.
What about there's a place on the very top of the ballot that says your ballot, something like your ballot won't count if the initials aren't on it from the election official. On the right side of the ballot, for instance, there would be CWV for you on a Milwaukee city of Milwaukee ballot, right?
Correct. You should check to see if your ballot has been initialed on the right hand side. Mine in the city of Milwaukee is CWV. And we are aware of a handful of ballots that did not get stamped because they stuck together. So if you find that your ballot is missing initials, we can always reissue a ballot. But it's important to know that the State Election Commission actually says that is not a reason for a ballot to be rejected on election day. But it's still good to double check and make sure that your initials are, that my initials are on the right-hand side of the ballot.
Great. And would someone fix that by just notifying you? Would they have to request a new ballot? Is there any other resources that they could, or solutions that they could use?
So they don't have to request a new ballot. Again, your vote would still be counted on election day. We just make a note because it was clerk error that it wasn't on there. But we're not aware of this being a widespread issue. And any voter who thinks that they would fall into that category of not having initials on their ballot should contact us. Depending on the timing, like I said, there's plenty of time to vote a second ballot and have us cancel that first one.
And on that topic of time, we've got some weeks before the election. What are some of the reasons that, you know, that people can miss deadlines, and why is that a reason for rejection?
Yeah, so the most important thing is to go ahead and request your ballot if you plan to vote by mail. The state deadline is the Thursday before the election, but that does not realistically give voters enough time to receive their ballot. You know, it takes us 24 hours to process requests and then to mail them. And it's pretty risky if we're mailing on a Friday for the voter to ensure that they've received their ballot, have time to vote it, and have time to postmark it by election day. So it's not a realistic deadline. If you plan to vote entirely by mail, we suggest that voters give themselves 2 weeks prior to the election in order to request a ballot, have time to receive it, and return it via mail. City of Milwaukee voters also have an option of using a drop box to return their ballot. We have drop boxes at every Milwaukee public library. And we suggest at least 1 week in advance as the application deadline to give us time to process the application, mail it, and then have the voter return it via Dropbox.
And on the topic of those drop boxes, can you describe what happens when someone puts a ballot in a drop box?
Mm-hmm. So if you are using a drop box, then you would go to any library 24 hours a day and you can return your ballot. We have staff that pick them up at least once daily. They are under 24-hour video surveillance. There's different security measures in place that we carefully track to make sure that no one is tampering with the ballot boxes and to make sure that every ballot makes its way back to our secure warehouse where your ballot is kept until election day, also under 24-hour video surveillance.
And obviously you are the top election official for the city of Milwaukee, but there are a lot of municipalities in the county. Do you have any idea where people return their mail-in ballots in those areas?
So it differs by municipality. You want to double check either the MyVote website or your clerk's website or give them a call to see if they have Dropbox options for you or if you need to return it directly to the clerk's office.
There's something else about the city of Milwaukee, which is that we have central count and the ballots are all counted at one place on election day. So what does that mean for people who want to return their ballot on election day or like true procrastinators?
So on election day, the voters can still use our drop boxes. We will have election officials going back and forth between the drop boxes and our central count location all the way until 8 p.m. on election day. But voters have the additional option of returning their ballot directly to the Central Count Absentee Processing Center. And that address is on their letter that they get with their absentee ballot.
And would they also be able to return it at City Hall, at the Election Commission, and at the other warehouse?
Yep. So we have drop boxes at the other warehouse and at City Hall, or they can walk it up to the fifth floor of City Hall as well on Election Day or any time between now and Election Day.
Gotcha. And then, you know, there's litigation going through the courts right now that could affect, well, that will affect what the deadline is for returning a ballot. Currently, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals has said that there will be a 6-day extension of the deadline if a ballot is postmarked on election day by 8 p.m. Is that correct?
That's correct. And we would really caution voters to make sure, if they are procrastinators especially, or if something else has happened that's caused them to delay, to make sure that they are double checking to see what the current law is about whether they need to return their ballot directly to us using a drop box on election day, or if it is still a postmark deadline. You know, we went through this in April and there were lots of changes at the last minute. We're hoping that if it were to be appealed, that it would be appealed quickly and we'll have an answer. But as of right now, when we're recording this, the deadline is a postmark date of November 3rd. But again, it could change between now and then.
And so, you know, if somebody puts their ballot in the mail and we're not sure what the court ruling or what the law is going to be, you would probably advise against putting a ballot in the mail within those few days before the election if you're counting on that 6-day deadline, right?
Yeah. If there's a court decision pending, which means it would be appealed to likely the U.S. Supreme Court, I would recommend voters not take the chance. If they're going to put their ballot in the mail, make sure they do so at least a week in advance, unless we have a final answer and we know for certain that it's a November 3rd postmark date. So it's really important, as always, to monitor what the current law is. We will have updated information on our website, as will the state, and I'm certain all of the local news media outlets will as well.
Claire Woodall-Vogue, thank you for sharing this information, and hopefully everyone gets to vote effectively and safely.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Claire Woodall-Vogue is the executive director of the City of Milwaukee Election Commission. She spoke with WUWM's Mayon Silver.